The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Virginia possibly makes out better than any other state from the $1.1 trillion spending bill. The state's economy took a hit in 2013. Many federal workers and contractors suffered through pay cuts as they were furloughed. Then there's the government shutdown, which ripped around $24 billion out of the U.S. economy. Northern Virginia Democrat Jim Moran says this bill provides the certainty the state has needed.
This bill and the budget deal will ensure there aren't going to be any more furloughs. We're not going to shut down the government again. And gradually, I hope we'll be able to restore the federal workforce to the level it deserves of one that can be trusted and appreciated and admired so that we can recruit the people that we need.
No one got everything they wanted from the deal. Moran and the rest of the delegation had to hold their noses a little while supporting the bill.
I would have a much more robust budget for the Environmental Protection Agency, for the National Park Service, for the arts and humanities. But this is a reasonable compromise, and we need to move forward. We can't be purists. We can't let the perfect become the enemy of the good. This is a good bill.
While the EPA saw its budget cut by around $130 million, Moran says overall the agency fared well because it can still implement its new rules to curb carbon pollution.
There were 32 legislative riders. We eliminated half of them, and the half that we eliminated were the most egregious. So the Environmental Protection Agency is going to be able to continue to do its work in making our air cleaner, our water purer.
Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says he's glad the budget increases funding for pre-K programs.
And it had been hurt in the sequester and some of the earlier budget cuts, but this omnibus bill really helps start to expand it again, and that's positive.
On the other side of the aisle, most Republicans are also praising the deal. Congressman Scott Ridgel says he hopes the measure will also restore confidence in this unpopular Congress.
It does represent, to me, fiscal discipline on the discretionary side. As has been noted, we've reduced discretionary spending to 2009 levels. This is good for the American people, and it's an indication to me personally, and I think hope to the American people, that we really can get something done.
Ridgel's Virginia Beach District is home to a lot of military personnel and defense contractors. The bill invests money in Virginia's submarine and aircraft carriers, but Ridgel says, more importantly, it provides certainty to military leaders.
Well, overwhelmingly, what I heard from our senior military officials was this, is that they could live with a set number, but it was the uncertainty combined with continuing resolutions, just lurching from one resolution to the next, that was creating real problems for them in planning, procurement. It was driving down the efficiency of every dollar spent in defense.
Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith had a little bit more of a struggle supporting the bill.
It was not particularly easy.
Griffith would have liked to see deeper spending cuts, and he says now he'll be looking to extract those cuts when lawmakers are asked to raise the debt ceiling.
Debt ceiling is another way of saying, hey, let's put the brakes on here. So I'm hopeful we can see more cuts if there's going to be a debt ceiling increase.
That upcoming debt ceiling fight could put Virginia in the crosshairs again. The state could lose its AAA credit rating if lawmakers don't raise the debt ceiling, which has Senator Kaine hoping the majority of Republicans don't echo Griffith's demand for further spending cuts.
And so if we get over that hurdle, I actually think we could have a very positive year economically this year, but we got to get over that hurdle.
I'm Matt Laszlo.